This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolutions of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of the Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety and look forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. They also agreed to strengthen cooperation in maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber-security, transnational crime, defense industry, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, peacekeeping and demining operations and confidence-building measures. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In her message, the president said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil, as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. President Murmu said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to Goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. She prayed to the goddess to create a sensitive and equitable society where women are treated with utmost respect and regard. The Union Education Ministry organized a national online workshop on mental health and cybersecurity on World Mental Health Day yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Professor in the Psychiatry Department at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Rajesh Sagar provided valuable insights into prevalent mental health issues such as stress, anxiety and depression. He emphasized that around 50% of mental health disorders emerge before the age of 14. Dr. Sagar identified common stressors including academic pressure, parental conflicts and bullying. During the workshop, he shared effective coping strategies such as deep breathing and cognitive restructuring to foster a happier childhood. The centre has declared Hizb-ut Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organizations as terrorist organizations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said, Hizb-ut Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalization and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organizations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said, the aim of the organization is to establish an Islamic State and caliphate globally, including in India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. The ministry said Hizb-ut Tahrir is also promoting terrorism by using various social media platforms, secure apps and by conducting dawah meetings to encourage gullible youth to indulge in acts of terrorism. The International Day of the Girl Child is being observed across the world today. This day highlights the importance of gender equality, education and opportunities for young girls. The theme for this year is Girls' Vision for the Future. The day highlights the urgent need to empower girls and secure their human rights. It acts as a reminder to create an environment where girls can thrive, ensuring they are equipped with the tools to lead and shape their future. One of the seven junior doctors participating in the Fast Unto Death demonstration in Kolkata against the horrific rape and murder of a fellow medic from R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital was hospitalized last night after his condition deteriorated drastically. Speaking to the media, his fellow junior doctors, who were also on hunger strike with him, reported that Aniket Mahato's health started deteriorating yesterday morning and became critical by the night, after which there was no other option but to get him hospitalized. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, West Indies defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets at the Sharjah International Cricket Stadium in the United Arab Emirates last night. After being asked to bat first, Bangladesh managed to set a total of 103 runs with a loss of 8 wickets. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.